What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
It's time to talk with our friends from the Berrien Community Foundation, and we've got Susan Matheny. She's the program director over there. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to have you. We know it's Backpacks for Good season. I've already put in two volunteer times with that, and you got one more coming up, but we'll talk more about that in just a moment. First, let's talk about a great thing you guys have going on called Got You Doing Good.
Yeah, if you don't know, mm-hmm. Got You Doing Good is a somewhat new Berrien Community Foundation feature. We basically just want to say thank you and feature people who are making our world a little better. So Got You Doing Good recognition can be anything someone is doing to make Berrien County a better place, a kindness for a neighbor who maybe brought you soup, you know, and took care of things when you were ill, or maybe it's someone who is a volunteer at an organization who just always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, it's a really awesome thing that you guys are doing, and it really warms my heart to see those pictures and hear those stories about people doing these really great things. So if I know somebody that is out there volunteering, being kind, how do I get them recognized?
Well, I bet you do know someone because you're always at the places where people are doing good, like the backpack events.
Right.
the two of them. You know, if you want to nominate someone for Got You Doing Good, and we want you to nominate, and they might just be our next surprise visit with a cupcake and a t-shirt and a certificate. You can nominate someone for Got You Doing Good Spotlight feature at our website at berriencommunity.org/gotcha doing good, or you can give us a call at 269-983-3304, and we'll just be happy to take the information over the phone.
That's awesome. Now let's talk about the last event for your Backpacks for Good. First off, for people that haven't been paying attention to what we've been doing, what is Backpacks for Good?
So Backpacks for Good is a school readiness event. So we'll have backpacks and school supplies, but more than that, it's about helping families celebrate back to school and look forward to it. So we are going to have a food pantry, and we'll also have some other family resource vendors. And that way, maybe we take a little of the burden of getting ready, mm-hmm. the financial burden of getting ready to go to school off your shoulders so that you can really do the looking forward to school. Our next slash last event is going to be this Thursday, August 17th. It's for Coloma, Waterville, or Hager Number 6 school students. And it's going to be at Coloma High School. And you can come on out from 4 to 6 and get mm-hmm. a backpack, but also all the other things that we're going to have there, and start looking forward to school and back to school time.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that have been super excited about back to school, and parents as well, and it's a really great program. Now, you said this is the last of the events. How many events will you have done all summer?
So we started in Benton Harbor with our event for all students who live in 49022. Then we went to Eau Claire Schools, and then last week we were at Niles, serving Niles and Brandywine students. So total, we will have done 4 full events. Wow. And when all is said and done, we'll have provided over 3,000 backpacks this summer.
That's awesome. Wow. Now,
And you can't do that without a whole bunch of volunteers, sure. like yourself, who show up and help do this. And we can't do it without the sponsors. We had Whirlpool. We mm-hmm. had folks from there, several folks kind of rounded up by Sheriff Bailey in Eau Claire. We had the DeGroote Family Foundation. So we can't do it without them. Mm-hmm. And the Upton Foundation sponsored mm-hmm. Niles and Brandywine. And I just want to say one last time, thank you to the volunteers, to the sponsors, to the schools who let us do this work, you know, to the public safety folks who let us do the Benton Harbor event at National Night Out, you know. This is truly a village, a big mm-hmm. village worth of work, and everybody came to show up and helped.
Yeah, it was an amazing sight to see at some of those events that I was able to be at. Now, you don't just do the backpacks in the summer. You also still have some grant programs that are available, right?
We sure do. Well, we have grant programs all year round. Mm-hmm. And as much as I cringe when I say we are heading into the end of the year.
Oh, no.
but we are. And we still have a few grant deadlines coming up before the end of the year. So the For Good grants are due September 30th. And For Good grants are available for 501c3s, those nonprofits, the schools, municipalities, and religious organizations doing community work. Mm-hmm. And those organizations can apply for a major grant of up to $15,000 and a minor grant of up to $1,500. So you can check those out. We also have the Frederick S. Upton Foundation grants coming up due on October 15th. That's the last of three rounds in a year that the Upton Foundation does.
Okay.
And they're also open to 501c3 schools, municipalities, and religious organizations doing community work. So there's two great opportunities still coming up this year to think about what you're going to do in the coming year and mm-hmm. get some funding lined up for it. And awesome. If people want to know more or want to figure out how to apply, best thing to do is to start at our website at berriancommunity.org/grants, or just look for the grants tab. It's pretty easy to find.
That's awesome. And you guys are easy to find as well and easy to get a hold of if people have questions about things or, you know, want to see what's available to them, or if they need help with stuff. You guys are always willing to step up and do that for them, right?
We really are. We're hopeful that people think of us as an open door type of place, literally and figuratively, mm-hmm. When we're not at a backpack event. but we're, you know, you can always just give us a call. You can check out our website and you can walk through our doors. We answer the phone. We keep the doors open for a reason, because the Community Foundation is the community's foundation. Yeah. And we know that everybody has to come together and have a say in how we're going to make Berrien County the best place it can be.
Yeah, you certainly do what you say you're going to do, the helping resources meet needs every single day in so many different ways. And I've had so much fun with the Backpacks for Good and looking forward to more great things in the future. But thank you so much, Susan, for telling me all about the great stuff you guys are doing at Berrien Community Foundation.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's our pleasure. And thank you for letting us come talk about it.
Anytime.